Daily AI Briefing, Friday, July 3rd, 2026. Hey, welcome back. Let's get into it. First up, Claude Fable 5 is officially back online. Anthropic restored global access yesterday after the U.S. Department of Commerce withdrew the emergency export controls that had pulled the model offline on June 12. For 3 weeks, Fable 5 was gone. No warning, no timeline. It's back now on Claude.ai, Claude Code, and Claude Cowork, with AWS, Google Cloud, and Azure re-enabling access progressively. The cybersecurity model Mythos 5 is also back, though only for U.S. organizations through Project Glasswing for now. Frontier model launches are starting to look less like product releases and more like negotiated deployments shaped by national security review. Something to watch. Speaking of the blackout, VentureBeat Pulse Research surveyed 145 enterprises during those 3 weeks, and the results are blunt. Two-thirds of enterprises had already hedged their AI model strategy before the order came down. 51% blend closed frontier models with open-weight models on their own infrastructure. Another 16% are moving core workflows off closed APIs entirely. The remaining third was all in on closed ecosystems when the lights went out. But here's the real gut punch. Only 1 in 10 enterprises has automated monitoring that would catch an AI model misbehaving or failing in production. And 79% have already taken a financial or operational hit from autonomous agents. Most often shadow AI, unauthorized agentic work running on corporate credit cards outside anyone's oversight. The deployment is running way ahead of governance. In other news, Cloudflare is cracking down on multi-purpose AI crawlers. Starting September 15th, they'll block bots that scrape websites for both search indexing and AI training at the same time. The goal is to force AI companies to separate their crawlers by purpose, giving publishers more control. It's Content Independence Day Part 2 from Cloudflare, and it signals that the battle over who gets to use whose data for training is far from settled. Google redesigned the search box for the first time in 25 years. At I/O this week, the classic white rectangle with a blinking cursor gets replaced by a dynamic, AI-driven conversation starter that accepts text, images, PDFs, videos, and even open browser tabs as input. Google is also merging AI overviews and AI mode into one seamless flow. This is the clearest signal, yet, that Google sees search as a multimodal conversation with an AI, not a keyword entry point. And finally, a leaked video shows Microsoft working on a lightweight Copilot OS called Ion. It's a stripped-down Windows concept built entirely around Copilot and agentic AI, very Chrome OS-like, centered on the Edge browser and web apps. No word on whether this will actually ship, but it shows where Microsoft's thinking is headed. That's your briefing for Friday. Episode 2, the Local AI and Automation Edition, coming up next.